From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Army Private Lindy England has been convicted for her role in the abuse of prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. England's face became famous from the demeaning photographs taken of the prisoners, one of which showed her holding a prisoner by a leash. Adam Tanner of the Reuters News Service has been covering her military trial at Fort Hood, Texas. And Adam, explain what exactly Lindy England was convicted of today.
Well, she was convicted of a series of abuse-related charges. The subcategories were one count of conspiracy, four counts of maltreatment of detainees, and one count of committing indecent acts. These probably are known to many people by the photos, the one incident involving the leash, an incident in which he posed pointing at the genitalia of a naked Iraqi prisoner, and also posed with her then-boyfriend, Charles Greener, before a pyramid of naked Iraqi prisoners.
What was the government's case? How did they present their argument to the jury?
Well, the government's case was summed up today basically using those photos that had caused such broad outrage around the world. They had large poster-sized pictures printed up, and they reiterated the circumstances that led to these abuses. So the documentary evidence was their main point. They had a number of witnesses who described what led to leading up to the pyramid incident or the leash incident, including Charles Greener, who came in from prison where he's serving 10 years at Fort Leavenworth, and Yvonne Frederick, who's serving an 8-year sentence. So a number of the other people who were already charged in Abu Ghraib abuses were part of their case.
And what was her defense?
In closing arguments today, the lead attorney for Lindy England, Captain Jonathan Crisp, acknowledged that these photos were her and that they were repugnant, but asked the jury to take in mind the learning difficulties, depression, and abuse as a child that Lindy England had experienced. All these different factors made her overly compliant to authority, and that the authority she was looking to were not her company commanders, but Charles Greener. He's the father of Lindy England's 11-month-old child, and he may be the most charismatic and a strong personality of the group, according to testimony in court and people who know him.
This was a jury of 5 Army officers. And when did they begin deliberation?
They began deliberations today. They only deliberated about 2 hours. Within the next day or two, they'll take up the case of how long her punishment will be.
And remind us, Adam, there had been an earlier plea deal that Lindy England tried to enter. What happened with that? Why did this case come to trial?
In May, the prosecution and her attorneys had worked out a deal where she would plead guilty to a number of the charges. There would be a maximum prison sentence of about 30 months. But the deal fell apart when the judge began to have doubts that she indeed felt that she was guilty, and some evidence came again from her former boyfriend and the Abu Ghraib ringleader, Charles Greener, that he may have ordered her to put the leash on the prisoner, and he may have had another role that was at odds with her plea. That deal collapsed, as I say, in May, and they had to start everything up again last week.
And the possible sentence she could face now?
She could face 10 years. The defense will be looking to try to get as minimum or even zero, arguing all these extenuating circumstances that because of her learning disabilities, because of the compliance to authority and so on, she should not serve time in prison.
Adam Tanner, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Adam Tanner of the Reuters News Service talking about the news today that Army Private Lindy England was convicted at a military trial in Fort Hood, Texas.